Our next presentation is Partnerships with Public Facility Corporations. We will have a panel discussion regarding public facility corporations and the pitfalls and benefits associated with those. Our moderator today, and I apologize, Sky, I've never met you, I don't think.
Charlie, we've met.
Have we? Okay. I can't remember your I can't pronounce your last name. Masson?
Masson.
Masson. Okay. I sincerely apologize. Sky is city. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm so sorry. Sky is city attorney for the city of Georgetown, where she's worked for the past 13 years. She served as the primary land use attorney, working on development projects of all sizes to assist in airport development projects, EDC projects, utility issues. She's very well versed in land use issues. Cynthia Bast is a nationally recognized and preeminent attorney in the area of affordable housing finance. She leads her firm's affordable housing section and is managing partner of the Austin office. And finally, Heather Way is on the faculty at the University of Texas Law, where she co-directs the Entrepreneurship and Community Development Clinic and will be launching a new housing policy clinic in the fall 2023 semester. This is an hour presentation. It should be very interesting given where we're going today and what's being seen in the legislature as well. And so I look forward to listening to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie. Maybe next time you'll remember me. So that'd be nice. Thanks, everyone. I'm just going to do a quick introduction why we're here. This panel, very excited to be here with Heather and Cynthia, who are really the subject matter experts. My role is sort of just the local government perspective, and I'm bringing that because about a year ago, I think, we discovered what a public facility corporation can do or is doing, because one appeared in the city of Georgetown, in fact, in one of our TERSes, which is problematic for us, given that these, as you'll learn, are tax exempt. So we're here to talk about the good and the bad and maybe the future, hopefully, of PFCs with affordable housing. The way we've organized this is Cynthia is going to give you the background, kind of educate all of us on PFCs, how we got where we are. And then Heather's going to speak a little bit in greater detail about pitfalls and opportunities. And again, I'm just here for the local government perspective. And then we're going to keep as much time as we can for questions. We have some questions ready, but we also really look forward to any questions you might have. So with that, Cynthia, it's all yours.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here at this conference again. I spoke to a colleague at another firm this morning, and she said, I'm so envious that you get to go to this conference and speak today. So I have been working in affordable housing for more than 30 years now, and PFCs are the newest thing that are not the newest thing. For decades now, Texas has allowed governmental entities to create public facility corporations. The Public Facility Corporation Act was codified into the local government code in 1999. And it says that a public facility corporation should have should be a nonprofit corporation and should be created to support the public purpose of its sponsor. Those sponsors can be cities, counties, school districts, special districts, and housing authorities. The statute calls for a public facility corporation to have the broadest possible powers to finance or to provide for the acquisition, construction, and rehabilitation of public facilities in an orderly planned manner and at the lowest possible borrowing cost. So utilizing public facility corporations, governmental entities have had access to bonds and private capital and other financing that otherwise might not have been available to them. They've been used for the construction of schools, prisons, affordable housing, and other things. So when we're talking in today's context about PFCs, we're talking primarily in the affordable housing context because that is the context in which they have received attention recently. But I just want to note that statutorily they are out there and utilized for a variety of purposes. So by statute, a PFC is a public instrumentality.